The law offers ways to deal with harassment through self-help measures, civil remedies, as well as criminal penalties. Suppose someone also starts following you home from work every day and sends you unwanted messages. This could also be regarded as stalking and would be an offense under POHA. Whether it's verbal abuse, physical assault, or stalking, victims have legal options to seek justice and to stop this harassment. Sexual harassment can take place in many different forms, such as actions or words that make someone uncomfortable or distressed. This could happen anywhere, from the workplace to even social settings. The Protection from Harassment Act, or POHA, targets many forms of these harassment as a criminal offence. It covers sexual harassment as well as other forms of harassment, such as stalking. The law offers ways to deal with harassment through self-help measures, civil remedies, as well as criminal penalties. Non-physical offences, including verbal abuse or lewd comments, fall under POHA. For example, suppose someone loudly talks about their sexual preferences or desires towards a colleague at work. Now, this can be considered workplace sexual harassment. Physical offences or more severe forms of harassment, such as molest or rape, are dealt with under the Penal Code instead. Molest cases, for instance, are covered under Section 354 of the Penal Code. Unlawful stalking is also a crime under POHA. This includes following somebody, sending unwanted messages, or even loitering near their home or workplace. If someone is being harassed, they can seek a protection order from the court. This order can stop the harasser from continuing their offending behavior or contacting the victim. It can also require the parties to attend counseling or mediation. Victims can also seek compensation from the court. This could include monetary compensation for any harm they've suffered. The court can also order the offender to pay compensation, especially if the victim cannot afford to pursue civil action. Under POHA, victims can also file civil claims for compensation. This means that they can take legal action against the offender without relying solely on criminal proceedings. Sexual harassment can also occur in the office. In a hypothetical scenario in the office where a colleague keeps making inappropriate sexualized comments about your appearance, you can report this to the police under POHA. And you could also seek a protection order to stop this behavior. Suppose someone also starts following you home from work every day and sends you unwanted messages. This could also be regarded as stalking and would be an offense under POHA. You could then apply for a protection order to keep this person away from you. So remember, sexual harassment is a serious issue, but there are laws in place to protect victims in Singapore. Whether it's verbal abuse, physical assault, or stalking, victims have legal options to seek justice and to stop this harassment. So if you're in such a situation, don't hesitate to seek help and explore the available legal remedies. If you found this helpful, follow us on our channels for more legal things.